If you're listening to this, then you likely already know that being an independent musician can be a lonely road. And maybe your friends and your family just don't fully understand why you do what you do or why you invest so much time, energy, and money towards achieving your music goals. And especially early on, it can be hard to find people who really understand what you're trying to accomplish and how to make it happen. So that's where Modern Musician comes in. My name is Michael Walker, and you know, I can understand and relate to that feeling. I've been there myself, and so has our team of independent artists. And the truth is that basically everything good in my life has been the result of music. It's the reason I met my wife. It's why I have my three kids. It's how I met my best friends. And now with Modern Musician, we've seen so many talented artists who started out with a dream, with a passion, but without really a fan base, without a business, and be able to take that and turn it into a sustainable full-time career and be able to impact hundreds of thousands, even millions of fans with their music. And we've had thousands of messages from artists who've told us that we've helped change their lives forever. And it just gets even more exciting, fulfilling when you're surrounded by a community of other people who get it and who share their success and their knowledge with each other openly. And so if you are feeling called to make your music a full-time career and to be able to reach more people with your music, then I want to invite you to join our community so that we can support your growth and help lift you up as you pursue your musical dreams. You'll be able to interact in a community with other high-level artists, coaches, and industry professionals, as well as be able to participate in our daily live podcasts, meet these amazing guests, and get access to completely free training. If you'd like to join our family of artists who truly care about your success, then click on the link in the show notes and sign up now.
There's definitely people that say, oh, don't do this, don't that. Like, if it's not the thing you want, then don't do it. But how do you get to the thing you want?
Welcome to the Modern Musician Podcast, where each week I help you turn your passion for making music into a profitable career. This is all about you discovering and expressing who you really are so that you can build a loyal fan base that truly resonates with you and with your music. You can impact more people with your artwork. I'm your host, Michael Walker, and let's get into it. All right. I'm excited to be here today with Director X. So Director X, let me give you a quick intro. He's a visionary music video director known for crafting iconic music videos for artists like Drake, Rihanna, Kendrick Lamar, and Kanye West. You know, some people that maybe you've heard of. He also is directing a feature film called Superfly and developing the TV series Robin Hood. And he's also a social advocate. He's the co-founder of Operation Prefrontal Cortex, which promotes mindfulness to help combat gun violence and enhance community well-being. So, man, I'm really excited to connect today, and I appreciate you taking the time to hop on the podcast to share a little bit about your experience behind artists, especially for like indie artists. How can they help put their music to visuals, and how can they tell a story through their songs? So thanks so much for taking the time to be on the podcast today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And look, Superfly was shot. Superfly came out in 2018. Robin Hood came out last year. So those things were past development into happened.
Happened. Yeah. Yep. 100%. Awesome. Well, it's great to have you on the podcast. And to start with, you know, I'd love to just hear a little bit about your story, about how you started out to eventually working with artists like Drake, Rihanna, Kendrick Lamar, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I started out, I'm old school. So when I came up, there's a lot of the music industry is very much like intern at a record label. You know, I mean, a lot of people had interned to get their way in. You heard a lot of those stories, and I was one of those stories as well. I interned at a production company for Hype Williams and worked my way up. You know, as an intern, people could see that you had the, like, okay, this kid's smart. This kid has it. This kid's really focused. This kid's really into it. And that was my deal.
Mm, awesome. So started with an internship and really just showed up, and you had the drive and commitment to make it happen. Okay. I'm curious, as it relates to music videos in particular, and just like the act of storytelling through videos.
I think the main thing you want to do, or what I think is my personal philosophy, is that the music video is showcasing the artist, their personality, who they are, right? And then also, there's two things happening at once. This is who the artist is, and this is what the song is, and these two things have to work together, right? And that's always been what gets people, right? Because people have tried doing music videos where it's like the artist isn't in it and people don't connect, or the art, you know what I mean? Or I think that it's the connection side of, at least when you get, yeah, people, I like this song. I want to know who made it. I've gone so far beyond, right? You've gone past, I like this song and I put it on a playlist, right? Because there's a level of music where you don't give a fuck You like the song and I don't care who these people are. But you've gone a step further. You like them enough that you want to see, you're intrigued enough that you, and now it's a choice. It doesn't get put in front of you. You now have to decide, or you know what I mean? Or just the content. So I think primary for an artist coming in, the, in when it comes to music video is who they are. Because you could shoot a video of you standing against a wall, but if you give the performance, if it could be a deep, heart-wrenching love song, and your back is against the wall, and it's one camera, one shot, you make the film look good, you know, the look of it. Maybe let's say black and white, crunchy blacks, right? A little spotlight. And then you just give the performance. You just, it feels like this person is feeling the pain and there's tears coming. It's just whatever it is that song evokes, you're giving it to me. That can land. I mean, Sinead O'Connor has a famous video. Nothing compares to you. The whole video is right here. That's it. And then shots of her walking around a park. The power of you as the artist. That's what I'm here for. That's number one. Then what is the song? Are you giving me the song? Are you helping me feel the record more? Is it fun? Are you being fun? Is it emotional? Are you being emotional? Can, you know what I mean? Like, what is it? What is it that you want me, what are you, what, it should be an extension of the song. It should be an extension of the record. It's a chance for you to show, if you're creative, show me your creative. If you're stylish, show me you, whatever that you is. Right? There's sometimes I feel like people are like, okay, I'm going to work really hard on the record. I'm going to work hard on my live show. Video, whatever. No, this is part of that as well. This will get people to your live show. This will set the tone. It needs to be treated as important as that, right? These aren't throwaway things.
That totally makes sense. So what I'm hearing you say is that really, like, the core, the most important thing to get right with the music video is first uncovering who you are and figuring out how to actually express that in a way that's authentic. And if you try to, like, separate it and you leave that part out, then you're missing the most important juice, the most important part. And, you know, the song is sort of an extension as well of who you are, but, you know, that's kind of secondary to this main thing that you're looking to pull out, which is like, who are you and what are you looking to express through the video?
It should really be merged. You and the record should be one thing. You're you, right? You're you, you're going to be you. So it's almost when you really know you and you're always going to be you, that's not even something you need to, what am I? No, you got me. So then it's the song.
Am I?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're you. So it's the record. Bring this record to
prove
life.
Prove it.
Yeah. So it's these two things happening at once. It's almost like a yin and yang, right? Where the song, my job is to make this song come to life. I'm going to think about what is the record? What is it? How can I do, you know, right? Or sometimes when I get an artist, it may be, how can I do something for them that's just going to stand out? And you're going to bring me the record. You're going to bring me the song through your performance. Like I said, it's a super emotional song, but you're standing against the wall. But it's a super emotional song. Well, then you can make, you bring me the emotion. You bring me the performance, right? And so as I move through now, I push now for artists to give me more. What is this record about? Especially if something that you can latch onto. Is it about a lost love? Well, go think about your lost love. Think about the last time you got your heart broke. Live in that memory. Live in that space and now perform, right? We as artists, what we do is provide, you know, the vessel for people to ride on the emotions.
You're describing how important it is, you know, to get rooted with who you are. And that's like kind of the main thing is kind of like, what is this meant to express, and kind of getting seeping in, like, in that specific emotion and being a vessel for that.
I'd say you're doing three things, right?
Yeah.
Music video is one about you, clearly, right? I don't think you need to overthink it. You are you. It's a platform for people come to you, right? Then it's about the song. It's not like one, two, three. It's one, two, three things, like, as a whole. These are what's going in the...
So it makes the heart that, right? Of a song.
Okay, I don't know. So it's more like a stew. One part, you, the artist. One part, you, the song. Right? And then the last ingredient is creativity. Fun. The you know what I mean? It's its own piece of art. Mm. It needs to be treated like that. Okay. So, and then you mix that all up. Mm. And that is, you know, and that I would say, especially for a younger generation, you should go look at the older music videos. Go look at like Madonna's early music videos, Michael Jackson's early music videos. The stuff that was happening in the 2000s of the MTV era, like, you know.
Just make sure you don't look at that Director X's stuff.
Yeah. Go look at my stuff. But look, when there was a time when music videos were on TV, everything was on TV and that was it. Right. And music videos were part that you're competing. We're competing against other like TV shows. And what, you know what I'm saying? Like the money that was being spent, what that meant, it was a whole other thing. Now everyone's competing against each other. Like a Hollywood movie is competing against a kid in his living room who's figured out his thing. Right. And gets a million views per what, like it's very different world you're in. So, but I still think, If you come back to the basics of what it is, the artist, the music, the art of what it is itself, then you're making something for people. And I think you'll find your space.
Mm. Love it. Yeah, I feel like this is one thing that I'm very grateful to connect with folks like yourself who've really like mastered, you know, these different domains. And I feel like one pattern that comes out is everyone is so deep into the fundamentals of like what's really important, you know? So like you're able to kind of cut through all the, you know, the extra stuff, which is like nice and like bells and whistles, but like really it kind of comes down to the heart or the core of what's really important, those fundamentals. So I really appreciate that focus. And yeah, I think the last question that I have for you is maybe more related just to your overall mindset and how you show up. Because I mean, you know, it's very competitive, right? There's like a lot of people that are creating music, creating artwork. And like you mentioned at the beginning, you know, there's also a lot of people interning and doing things as well. So I'm curious, like from your perspective, what do you think is the main thing that sort of sets apart someone who is able to eventually be able to make that kind of impact that you and the artists that you work with have been able to make versus people that maybe give up sooner?
I don't know, bro. I think about it all the time when like, you know, you hear Matthew McConaughey saying, oh, you just don't have a plan B. Eddie Murphy's like, no plan B. Yeah, you're Eddie Murphy. You know, I'm like, I can't speak to, I just visualized myself doing it. I don't know, bro. You know, how many people have you seen come and go, make it, not make it? Right. Like, well, at the end of the day, I mean, following your interests. That's the safest bit for me has been following your interests. You're interested in music, go follow music. And where that takes you is a different story, right? I know there's a dancer that I knew, never booked work, never booked a job, tried and tried and tried, just wanted to be a backup dancer, just never booked anything, but eventually started working at an agency representing dancers, right? So yeah, in her 20s, she didn't book anything, but representing dancers puts her in the world that she loves and she'll be doing that job. She can do that job till the day she dies. Right. Mm. Even those other dancers that were booking work. Well, some of them got to go, oh, what am I going to do now? I've aged out. You know what I'm saying? So follow your interest. What are you interested in? Start there and then let it be. Let that go to where it goes. And for some people, following your interest means, yeah, you're doing the thing. You're doing the big thing. You're the director making the big movie. You're the artist on the stage doing the big show. And that's not everybody. And that's just life. So, all right. But wouldn't you rather be doing something? You might not be a megastar gazillionaire, but at least you're working in the field you love. You're not in a cubicle who, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you got to, so that's my thing. I can't propose to you that I know the magic sauce that makes you successful, but I can't.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the answer. Yeah, I mean, it feels like a very like, honest answer, which is true because you know nobody has this sort of like you know everything figured out. And if it was, then it would be I don't know, kind of boring. Kind of boring, like because there would be no variables. So what I'm hearing you say is that you know whatever you do, it's going to be unique to you, and you should follow your interest. And it reminds me of that. Was it Joseph Campbell that says like follow your bliss?
Yeah.
and that that's something that's going to guide you in the right direction as long as you let go and you let it be and you actually listen to that intuition.
Right. And be open to what it is. And, you know, I think if you get too like, oh, I can't do that, I'm not that type of, you don't know, bro. You know, like, there's definitely people that say, oh, don't do this, don't that. Like, if it's not the thing you want, then don't do it. But how do you get to the thing you want if you don't, you know? Early in my career, I did a lot of, I wanted to shoot. I wanted to shoot. That's what it was. And that's what's important. At least I can walk in and make it something for myself. You know, one of my early, like back in the day when record companies would pay money to make little commercials for whatever artist, I got one for this artist and he had a horrible idea. I shot his idea as best I could. It was a horrible idea, but I went in there and did the best I could possibly do with his horrible idea. But then I also convinced him that give me a song, give me like a verse and a chorus of one of your songs. And we'll go in the basement of the studio and shoot like a little music video. Well, now I had something for me. And I'm able to say, look at this thing. Right. To people, oh, this is all right. I'll give you a little. This wasn't going to get me a big job, but it got me the little step forward. Right. And then that little step forward got me another little step, and then another little step, and another little step. But I wouldn't have got that little thing because that client, I came in and the horrible idea, at least I did. All right. This is a horrible idea, but it looks good. Right. And then here's that little step. Okay. So I got to take the little step, and the client was like, oh, okay, maybe another. And they have another little thing, and boom, 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 boom. Right. So, You follow your interests. You try and make it work for you. Yes, you're trying to do your bit. You shouldn't be so selfish that you don't care what, I mean, I'm speaking from the perspective as a gun for hire. I realize you talk to artists. They're kind of like the end run, but perhaps it's about doing a show at a place you don't want to do. Maybe it's you're doing the festival and you got the first, you're scheduled first. They have said to you, you are the least important person on this lineup. You are the one. All right. And it hurts your ego. Right. And I've seen people do this. I've seen people say, I'm not going on. I'm first. I'm not performing. Okay. Or you could make it for you. You go test something, find something in it for you. And there's going to be a few people there. You still got a job to do. You know, you hear actors like Robert De Niro. I saw a clip of him talking about you go to the audition. That's the job. The audition is the job. And you go in there, even if you know you're not going to get it, you go in there and give it because you don't know. You're not right for this, but remember that guy who came in and read for that? That guy was amazing. Right? So I think there's a part of this as artists, just speaking as artists. Whenever you step to your art, you do it wholeheartedly. Especially if you're doing it because it's time to do what we all want to do with our art. We're going to put it in front of other people. One person, 10 people. You know what I'm saying? This is what we all want to do. It's innate inside of us. Everyone wants to sing for the biggest crowd. Everyone wants to paint their graffiti on the wall that everyone walks by. Right? So you give it all. And then when you're in those situations where it's not what you want, it's not the dream, you're clearly not at the destination, you're on the journey. Well, then, yeah. You have a responsibility to the art to do your best and then to find something in there that you can latch onto, something that you can come away with. All right, this is not the place I want to perform, the audience that I want, but I'm going to try this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make this work for me in this way. Find something to be selfish about, you know, and then go forth.
Good stuff. Yeah, that sounds like what you're saying is that, you know, no matter the situation, no matter where you're at, you can always use it as an opportunity to learn something and to take steps closer to ultimately where we're going to get to. And it's maybe a little bit like playing a game of golf where, you know, like you're going to have to take some swings and sometimes you might shank it. But as long as you keep swinging and you keep on like showing up and you keep saying, how can I aim again and how can I swing again? Then you might not always find yourself in a hole in one. But, you know, as long as you keep showing up, you keep swinging one step at a time, that's what's required in order for you to actually be able to make it into the hole.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. All right. So, you know, last question for you is right now, the time of recording this, there's kind of this new wave or this new era of creativity happening in the form of AI, generative AI. And also there's a lot of question marks and controversy and concern over like how this tool is going to be used, how it's going to affect artists. And so I'd love to hear your perspective as someone that I'm guessing has, you know, lived through a few of these different types of revolutions and seen kind of these, the fears come and go, and been able to use the tools effectively to communicate and express, you know, the art. How would you recommend the artists who are listening to this right now, who are kind of like on the edge with AI, how should they think about AI and those tools?
There's another tool. See what it does. See what it pushes forward. Let's give it a shot. I mean, fighting technology is not going to work. I remember when they're fighting, when the record industry was trying to stop people from using downloads. Mm. No, buy CDs. You should buy the CD. Mm. They're running commercials with like Britney Spears saying, don't steal from me. Like a commercial right after MTV Cribs, where she's like, this is my gazillion mansion. And then next was like, don't steal from me. I'm money. You know what I mean? Like, wow. This is, but beyond the fighting it, like, there's just, this is what it is. This is where the technology, this is where it's taking us. Mm. And yeah. So you hear all these crazy stories about AI songs. Like there's AI songs on platforms where they're just making AI songs. Mm-hmm. And it pops up some play. I don't know what the, like, it makes no sense, but it's what's going on. All right. Then what can we do? What do we do that AI can't do? Well, AI right now doesn't, it can only take things and amalgamate, right? Mm. What do we, so it can make things look good. It can kind of take a bit of this and a bit of that, but doesn't feel. If we dig in deeper to the real humanity, can't perform in person, right? Mm. I don't know, brother. We're in new territory. So but hoping it'll go away isn't going to happen. Telling people not to use it isn't going to happen. So maybe there's a bit of what can you do? How can you make it work for you? And what do you bring to the table? As a director, when I do something, I always try, what am I going to bring to the table? What am I going to do here that no one else can do? Well, when it comes to cameras and lenses and lights, tons of people understand this shit. Tons of people understand this shit. They know the lenses and things better than me, right? But I can get some emotion out of an artist that they might not. Mm. I can go over there and tell them to dig into the, again, like I said, I need songs about your great love. Well, go think about, take a second, think about your greatest love. Close your eyes. Think about when you are most in love, when you just is oozing out of you. See the place, see the time, have the memory. Now that you have that, sing the song. Mm. Bring that in. I'll challenge that to your artists. I do that when I make the music video, when I make you perform it. I challenge you to do it when you're making the song. Mm. Take a minute before you sing your vocals, before you play your instrument, to think about what the song's about, whether it's fun, whether it's love, romance, whatever it is, the emotion of that song, go for a minute, close your eyes, think about it, and find that energy. If it's a party, it's the craziest party you've been to. If it's love, it's the deepest love you've ever had. If it's anger, go find it, live in it, and then open your eyes and play your instrument. Open your eyes and sing your song. Open your eyes and perform. Because AI can't do that.
Mm. Ah, good stuff. Yeah, so it sounds like what you're saying is that, first of all, you know, got to face reality as it is. And so these tools, as whether we want them to be here or not, they are here. And so learning and asking, like, how can we be resourceful and use them in a way that right now it can't replace is a place to lean into. And I love that tip of, whether you're recording a music video or recording vocals for a song or just writing a song, like, steeping in that emotion and really kind of like cultivating that emotion, learning how to put yourself in that place, remember it and bring it up is such a powerful exercise, I imagine, across all sorts of different pieces of art. So that's a great tip. Well, Director X, man, I know that you are a busy guy, and even just like being here today, there are some things coming up for you to deal with. So I'd really appreciate you setting aside some space to come on here and share some of the lessons that you've learned. And, for anyone that's listening to this, watching this right now, that wants to either connect more or potentially even see if it's a good fit to work together, what's the best place for them to go to connect?
I mean, my website is directorxfilms.com. I got to be very honest. To work with me, you need a label backing you. The amount of money it takes for me to pull up is You know what I'm saying? These are large endeavors. So, but hey, if you got a couple $100,000, you know, it is, these are the realities of the realm that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But my website is directorxfilms.com or my Instagram is directorx at directorx. And, you know, check me out, send a message, see what's up. I can't promise that we're going to get to everybody or everything, but I mean, I just encourage everybody to get out there and do their hustle. I think that's more important than hitting up me and hoping that I'm going to be the guy and all that kind of stuff. I think with the bigger reality for indie artists, I think your guy is right around you somewhere. Right around you, there's someone right on your level. There's a peer. You have peers. Finding your peer. I'm an old guy now. I can give you sage advice like I've given you here. Mm-hmm. I could give you new ways to approach the game. But there's someone out there who's right on your level, who's hungry like you are. And when it comes to the visuals, they're ready to explode. And you want to be, that's what you want. You all want to detonate together.
Hmm. Oh, man. That's great. Well, man, thank you again for taking the time to be on the podcast. And make sure to link up everything in the show notes for easy access in case there is someone with the backing of a record label who's interested in reaching out and seeing if it's a good fit. And appreciate you being on the podcast.
Your label can find me.
Yeah,
the game's real. Tell your video commissioner who you're looking for.
There you go. Hey, this is Michael, and I just wanted to say thank you for tuning into this episode of the podcast. I hope you found it really valuable, and if you did, if you want to share the word, we really appreciate you leaving a 5-star review on the podcast channel. If you want to learn more about the guest, you can check out the show notes for the links. And before you go, I wanted to remind you that I'm looking for new artists to mentor personally. Before we get started, we always offer a free 30-minute coaching call to make sure it's a good fit before you get your campaign launched. At this point, the artists that we've worked with have hit over 561.3 million streams, a number one album on iTunes, and have helped many artists grow from scratch to making a full-time income with their music online. In a few rare cases, they've even been able to generate $1 million per year with their music. That being said, we are very selective with who we work with, just based on who's the best fit and who we can best serve. And because we have a limited amount of time available for those free sessions, we do require an application process where you can submit your music and you can apply for a free coaching call with our team. So if you're interested, go ahead and click on the link in the show notes to submit an application, share one of your songs. We look forward to checking out your music, and we'll see you in the next episode.